time for the dumbest arguments ever. Ever.
Fiona's here today for the dumbest argument ever. Fiona, are you having the dumbest argument ever?
I am.
Oh.
It's a regular argument and it's really annoying.
What? What is it?
Well, basically every time, it's about the AC, and every time I ask my boyfriend to turn up the AC, he turns up temperature.
Every time you ask your boyfriend to turn up the AC, he turns up the temperature.
Which makes it warmer.
Oh, I see. So you say turn up the AC and he makes it warmer. Oh, that's dumb. Why does he do that?
Why is it dumb? Turn up. If you're saying up, you're wanting the degrees to go up. So that's why he's turning it up.
No, if you say turn up the AC, you want more air conditioner.
What I'm meaning
is you have to turn it down.
Turn up the AC, let's make it colder.
Make it colder, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I always, if you say turn it up or turn it down, you do exactly what that is, up or down. I've never heard,
I have someone you should meet.
So if you were cold, what would you say? Turn down the AC or turn up the AC?
Turn it up.
Why? You're cold.
Because the degrees are going up, so it's getting warmer.
But that's not turning up the AC. That's increasing the temperature.
It's literally just what it is. Turn it up or turn it down. You're making it way more complicated than it needs to be.
Hold on. What's your boyfriend's
name? Why are you even using the AC? It's 40 degrees.
I know, really. What's your boyfriend's name?
Brad.
All right, let's call Brad and find out why he has such trouble with this. It seems so cut and dry.
Hello?
Brad!
Yes?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Who is this?
Brad, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Good. You have no idea who we are, do you?
I honestly don't. No,
okay, well, you were doing a good job. We host a radio show. We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE. And fun fact, we have your girlfriend Fiona with us, too.
Oh, God. What did I do?
What did you do?
What'd you do now?
Yeah. Apparently, you're not understanding how to use the air conditioner.
Really? She called you guys and told you about that? I understand how to use the air conditioner. It's the way she phrases it that's incorrectly.
So Brad, when she says turn up the AC, what do you do?
The temperature goes up.
Right. But that's not what she wants. She wants the temperature to go down. So
but then you say turn the air conditioning down.
Right, I agree.
It's so simple, guys. It's not hard.
No, I totally agree.
About the clue? There's one other factor in this is the clue that we're both sweating.
What? So then say turn down the AC. It's hot in here.
But Brad, I think what you and Megan aren't understanding is in order to turn off the air conditioner, you have to turn up the temperature. That's how you turn the air conditioner off.
Well, or I just, that's if it's on auto, or I could just switch it to off if we're getting technical here. But I mean, listen, it's just, it's a phrasing thing. And when you phrase it and, and then if I turn up
it
the heat.
It seems passive aggressive because if I ever say that, it's because we're boiling or we're too hot.
Right.
So it's he's going over and putting the heat on.
So confused on why you guys are hot.
Yeah. Megan's just walk outside.
It's really cold.
All right. So, Brad, you're convinced that when someone says turn up the AC, they want it warmer, not colder.
Right.
And Fiona, you think that when someone says turn up the AC, they want it cooler, not warmer.
Right.
Okay. All right. Hang on one second. You guys need separate apartments. 340-9595. Which is it? Raina, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hey, great. Raina, what did you want to say?
So I completely agree with his side and with Megan. When you say turn it up, you're turning the temperature up. When
yeah.
you say turn it down, you're turning it down.
But why would you? I don't understand why you would want it hotter if you want to turn down if you want to turn up the AC.
Well, see, you guys are making it more complicated than what it really is. If you say turn it up, then you push the button up, it turns it up.
Right. I think it's maybe more about the person asking. So person, whoever is saying oh, I'm hot. Can you turn it down?
But if you say, hey, I can't hear the TV, turn up the TV. You want more volume, right?
Right.
So you push the up arrow.
Right. But if somebody says turn up the air conditioner, they want more air conditioner.
No, if you say turn up the air conditioner, you're turning up the air conditioner, as in putting the arrow up, like she just said.
That doesn't make any sense, though, because then you would be turning it down.
So then if you say, if you want it to be colder, you say, can you turn down the air conditioner?
No, if you want it to be colder.
Yes, because that's the way the directions of the
thing
go.
How does having less air conditioner make it colder?
What's the point of the arrows if you're not going to follow the up and down arrows?
Right. Exactly.
This is what you guys aren't understanding. The up and down arrows.
I think you're the one not understanding.
The up and down arrows don't control how much air conditioner there is. It controls the temperature. So if you want to turn up the AC, meaning blow more cold air in my face.
So then you would
you
say
have to
turn it down.
Down the arrow.
Right.
So you say turn up the AC.
No, so you say you were almost there. So then then you say you turn down the AC.
I don't understand why this is so difficult. Hey, thanks, Brandon. We appreciate it. Jeff from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you guys?
Great, Jeff. What do you think?
So I have a perfect solution to this argument.
Yeah.
She should just get up and turn the air conditioning up or down herself.
I don't know. You really shouldn't have women control the air conditioning in the house.
Because oh my God! Shut up.
They have different with thermal clocks and things inside.
What?
Yeah, like my wife will be freezing cold when it's boiling hot, and she'll be boiling hot when it's freezing cold. There's all this, you know, Megan.
No, I don't, Mark.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. What he should do is he should get one of those little lock boxes that goes over it so that no one, like they have here at work.
No, that's a terrible idea. Yeah. You should be able to control the old AC in your house.
340-9595. Mike, good morning. What'd you want to say?
I just want to agree with Brad. Hey, if you turn up the AC, you're going to turn it down to make it cooler. I mean, my 7-year-old knows that. She's a future meteorologist.
Oh, no. Well, that's what you agree with Fiona and me.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, you guys kind of confused me when you guys were going about it.
No, I know. Our show is very confusing.
Yep. But if you want to get cooler, you want to make it lower, right?
So. That's exactly right. If you want it cooler.
No, he's agreeing with us.
No, if you're. Okay, hold on. Say it one more time.
So if you guys want it cooler, you turn down the lower arrow.
Yeah, see?
Right, but if you say I want it cooler, do you say turn up the air conditioner?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, well, then never mind, Mike.
See?
I take my voice there.
Mark's like, finally, somebody agreed with me.
Mike, we got to go. Hey, Austin from Gainesville, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Austin, what do you want to say?
So when somebody's referring to turning the AC up or down, they're stating that the AC unit itself, heat and AC, is together. And when you turn it up, you're turning the temperature up. If you turn it down, you're turning the temperature down. It nullifies whether you're talking about cool air or hot air and just uses the numbers and
the
to determine the direction.
Right, but you can't do that because one is controlling hot and one is controlling cold.
But if you were to have it set on the cool and you turned it all the way up to 80, it's not going to push cool air. It's going to push hot air at 80 degrees.
Right, but let's just say you put it on auto to automatically keep your house at 70 degrees and it hits 71, then your air conditioner is going to be turned up because there's going to be more air conditioning to get it cooler.
The function of the AC, yes.
That's what we're talking about, the function.
Turned down.
Yeah, we put the fun in function.
Oh, my God.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Tanya from the South Side, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Great, Tanya. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that I agree with the guy totally. Like I said, if you're cutting the AC up, then you're lowering the temperature actually elevating the temperature in the house. But when you cut the AC down, you're lowering the temperature. So, I mean, I understand where she's coming from when she says, well, you know, I'm kind of warm. Can you cut the AC up?
Yeah.
It's actually lowering the temperature. So, I mean, elevating the temperature is going to be
hotter. It's just that you're making it way more difficult than it needs to be.
I feel like you're doing the same thing.
No.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.